Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess another school is having parents completely outraged because I believe a part of the 10-year-old curriculum, which would be about fifth grade, they are handing out books, or there's curriculum that has to do with masturbating, oral sex, anal sex, vaginal sex. And mind you, some of these 10-year-olds might be mature enough for it. Some of these other 10-year-olds, I wasn't. I was still watching the Smurfs eating gummy bears and loving Cookie Monster when I was 10. So there's a lot of confusion that people are having on how we need to teach kids about sex, how we need to teach kids about masturbating. And when in doubt, can you please bring in the doctors and the nurses and the PAs? Okay, we're trained on this. If there has to be a conversation with a child, or the birds and the bees talk, bring them to the doctor. If you don't feel comfortable with a teacher or a curriculum, or if you don't feel comfortable, look, I grew up in a family where parents didn't talk about any of that. I had to learn from friends. I had to learn from school, you know, or from somebody. There's options. And we keep forgetting that we have a whole medical community that knows how to teach, knows how to educate, and knows how to help. And the funny thing is I don't think a lot of people understand what actually happens with childhood masturbation. Many people misconstrue what their kids are doing. In fact, the average kid or the average person that learns about masturbating was by accident. They fell upon something and it was like, wait a second. Okay, this is interesting. And they don't even know that it's masturbating, or they don't even know that it's supposed to be something sexual. For example, in this one school, let me see, there's this book that parents are pretty outraged by, and the way they word this, if I could find it, I apologize. There's so much ad blockers and all sorts of things. If I could find it, I'll tell you. But the way they described it was, they say here, one page on homosexual intercourse reads, another kind of sexual intercourse happens when the... No, that's not it. It's about masturbation. Here, when people masturbate, they usually rub their sex organs with their hands or with something soft like a pillow. Girls rub their clitoris. Boys rub their penis. And then they talk about how there are things that make people feel sexy. The average child, and if we're talking the three-year-old that has their hands in their pull-ups or whatever, although they shouldn't really be in pull-ups by then, but some might be, or the average, they're not doing it to be sexually gratified. Something itches. Something draws them to doing that. And so these kids are obviously not necessarily trying to climax, but they might be touching themselves because it feels different and it doesn't feel bad, and maybe they do it because they're nervous. You know, it's interesting. I had a parent come in saying, my boy always has his hand on his penis. And I'm like, is it always, or is it when he's nervous about something? When he's nervous, and one reason for that is, and I apologize if this is a little bit, you know, PG-17, but testicular stroking is a calming mechanism. In fact, parents in the olden days, thank God not now, would do that to calm their colic infant down. And the kid would stop crying, and there was some sort of a reflex. It was never supposed to be about anything sexual, but it was calming. Kids might do that to help them fall asleep. So you, this is why I want the doctors involved or the medical professionals involved, because individuals might think, okay, well, this is all about this kid is hypersexualized. This sometimes they're doing it because they're nervous. Sometimes they're doing it because they're anxious. And so how do you talk, how do you teach your child about it? And should it be taught in schools? Well, as I said before, how schools need to do this is they need to get consent. And they need to make sure that the parents are involved in this decision. Because otherwise you're going to have parents all up in your, you know, curriculum, and it's going to be a back and forth. And some parents don't even realize that topics do need to be brought up. Every quarter or every semester, parents should be sat down, they could be in a big group or not, and educated on what kids need to learn at that level. If fentanyl is an issue, the parents need to be aware, look, we're hearing that kids are bringing candy to school that looks like fentanyl. Do you want us to talk to them about it, or do you want to? Some kids in the fifth grade are having oral sex. No. Not my Lucy. Well, kids are. We've caught kids in the bathroom doing that. 10-year-olds need to have a discussion about that and about consent. Do you want us to do it or do you want to do it? And parents can opt in or opt out and sign something. But some parents are like, I'll handle it. I'll talk about the oral sex. I'll talk about the anal sex. I'll talk about it at home. Others are like, I don't want any part of it. I don't even know what to say. You guys have it. You deal with it. But a word to parents. You parents have to be involved. You have to be able to talk to your child about it. You cannot expect a fifth grade curriculum or a third grade curriculum or one class in the seventh grade to cover everything your child is going to question about it. That's what with my kids, I was always open and talking to them about it. You know, do your testicles hurt? Are you cleaning your diggy? And it was like a body part. You know, did you get behind the ears? Did you clean this? Did you clean your tushy? And so those words were not taboo. So if I ever did have to bring up a sexual topic or something that needed some education, it wasn't, oh my gosh, you know, the birds and the bees talk, everything, you know, there's going to be lightning coming out of the sky. No, it just, hey, make sure you do this, you don't do this, be aware of this. Do you want to see some pictures of STDs? I'll show you. So parents are going to have to be involved, and if parents don't know how to bring it up or talk to the kids about things that are very natural and talk about the privacy thing, talk about how not to hurt themselves, and get a medical professional involved. That's what we're trained to do. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you know how grumpy I get that kids are out of school for 3 full months. And I think we lose a lot of opportunity every single year. That's years off of a child's education, losing 3 months not being at school, assuming the school is teaching them. And so many parents don't, they have to work. So their kids get babysitters or they sit home in front of the TV. And summer could be a fantastic opportunity or a time where people can learn. Now, we have found that depending on the camp some of these children go to, some childhood camps can actually do phenomenally in terms of educating kids and on different ways. Some summer camps will teach kids exactly the things I think kids need to learn. How to do desert survival, how to camp, how to build a fire, how to work with animals. And many of these summer camps, these kids love. Some don't. If there's bullies and it's not run right, some of these kids hate it. But summertime camps, I am a huge, huge fan of. If it keeps the child busy and they're learning. So as we're coming into summer, think about what your child may need from an educational standpoint, from a social skill building standpoint, and there's a lot of options. One thing I used to do with my kids during the summer is I'd walk into a Michaels. Michaels had so many things they could do. They could build, they could paint, a lot of crafts, and I would let them pick something out to do so they wouldn't be all summer long watching TV or, I don't know, frying bugs with a magnifying glass. Well, our next guest I am very, very excited about. Her name is Erica Suter. She is a parenting expert and journalist. We've seen her on, she's been featured in People Magazine and I believe Good Morning America and all sorts of things, talking to us about what we can do to keep kids busy and creative. Erica, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Dahlia. I'm very excited to talk to you about this.
Wow, and I love your book, How to Have a Kid and a Life, a Survival Guide. So you completely understand the parent's perspective. It's fantastic. So, you know, summertime's coming up, a lot of anxiety about it. Talk to us about creating summertime activities.
Yeah, you know, a lot of parents are pretty stressed out about what to do for summer. There are a lot of hours to fill, and there isn't a traditional school day to rely on. And a lot of parents like me, very busy, two active kids, what do I do? I'm looking for something that encourages quality activity, but also that they're interested in, that they like, that they're going to actually do. And for me, I found that with Camp Creatology. It's a great mix of fun and a little bit of education thrown in there, and it's free.
I love it. And that's a good point. Many parents also might not be able to afford these, you know, summer-long camps. It costs money, and understandably so. So, yeah, talk to us about Camp Creatology.
All right, so it's a series of free kids' summer craft classes, and it's by Michaels. And everyone knows Michaels, the wonderful craft store. And the classes are actually available in all Michaels stores. That's 1,290 stores. So it's a big commitment by Michaels to make sure that kids have this option to do crafting and something a little different. And I love that.
It's brilliant. And we have Michaels in our neck of the woods. Our kids have grown up in those stores because we would go there for arts and crafts. But to actually teach, yeah, it's fantastic. And it helps their growth. It helps their brain development. Yeah, talk to us about some of these crafts that these kids are going to be creating.
Yeah, it's really great. So you have the option when you sign up for the class to buy project kits. And there's a different one each week. And they include up to three crafts, lots of materials, everything you could possibly need. Markers, paint, glue, scissors, paper, everything you need to make crafts. And they're $14.99 at the Michaels stores. But here's the thing. You don't have to buy the activity kit to participate in the class. A lot of the supplies parents will have in their kids' rooms or in a playroom or in their kitchen, and you can use those as well and still take the classes.
Exactly. And the kids get to work with other kids so they aren't alone, and then they get to also learn how to, you know, it's very interesting because some of us never thought we were artistic until these classes, mm-hmm. and I've been to some as a child that said, no, look, you're doing good. The reinforcement, you can do, and I never knew how to draw a tree or a cat, but these classes taught you how to do that, and all of a sudden you're like, well, I'm an artist also.
Yeah, it really is about exposure. We have to expose our kids to as much as possible to allow them to develop an interest, to see what their skill set is, to see what they love to do. And here's what's really cool. Michael's making the class incredibly accessible because not everyone may be able to make it to a store. So you can take the class live in store or live online, on demand, or you can do self-guided just based on the instructions. So they just don't want anyone to be left out of this amazing opportunity.
We love that. We're speaking to Erica Suter, parenting expert and journalist, author of How to Have a Kid and a Life, a survival guide. So fantastic. You know, talk to us about some of the benefits that keeping these kids busy during summer and using crafts and tapping in on their artistic abilities. Talk to us about some of those benefits.
Yeah, well, of course, one of the most obvious benefits is that it keeps your kids occupied for a little bit, and what parent doesn't want that? But there are some very significant other pluses. So studies have shown that arts and crafts can also help their mental and social-emotional development. Now, they also can help develop their cognitive skills, their physical dexterity, problem-solving skills, and it's an important way to allow them for self-expression. Art does so much for children, and it often gets kind of lost in the fray of all their other activities, so I'm really happy that there's this option for families and kids.
It's so true. In medical school, we were taught to let kids draw pictures of their family, and it was amazing what that would teach us about things and who they were fearful of, who they were close to. It does allow them to express themselves. And another thing, Erica, which I know you could attest to, is many of what we learned in home ec and arts and crafts taught us that you don't have to buy everything in life. If you need something, you can make it. It gives you that sense of empowerment that there are things you could create and make, and you don't always have to purchase things later in life.
That's true. You know, I did some of the crafts with my six-year-old, and just the look on his face when he created something that was cute and he liked and he put all this hard work on, he wanted to display it in our living room, and that's important. Those are important moments for a little kid's self-esteem and the thought that he can create something and have positive feedback about it. All of that's really important for parents to do and encourage.
We had a table that we got from our friend's mom, and it was kind of ugly. So for the summer, we had the kids paint it, and that was their favorite table because every time they saw it, they're like, we painted that. That was our table. And it does. And it allows children to feel like a part of their house has something that they contributed. It's I love it. I think it's fantastic. But the trick is we have to like what they make. And my kids have made some very scary looking arts and crafts. I don't know where to put them, but they got to be out on display. That's the drawback, parents.
I know. I'm always putting things around the apartment, and I give everything like about 3 months, and then it kind of makes its way out.
Yeah, so true. So where can parents go for more information?
They can go to michaels.com, and they can also just walk into any Michaels in the country and ask an associate about Camp Creatology, and they can find out how to sign up and when the classes are and then join the fun.
I love that. Any other information you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I really want parents to think about summer. I know it's like a big break from the school schedule, but kids still need some structure. So, of course, you can let them sleep in and relax a little bit, but it's great to have a plan for what they're going to do with their day, whether that's reading or making something or going somewhere or playing outdoor games or, of course, Camp Creatology. And then have the supplies they need or the access to things they need to do it. And then you also want to think about them have spending time with other people. I think it's great if parents can spend some time or a loved caregiver or grandparent, but also play dates with their friends. So I hope parents plan a little bit of the summer so kids have a great time.
Erica Suter, thank you. Thank Michaels for this, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA News Update. A spokesperson for Prince Harry and wife Meghan say the couple was involved in a long, hazardous car chase last night in New York City as their car was pursued by several vehicles carrying so-called paparazzi. Nobody was hurt, but a statement says there were several near-catastrophic collisions during the two-hour chase. The showdown on the debt ceiling's intensifying, but President Biden says...
I'm confident that we'll get the agreement on the budget, that America will not default.
The president says he and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have appointed a small group of senior aides to continue talks on what the president says is a budget deal, not raising the debt ceiling. A three-judge panel in New Orleans is hearing arguments for and against upholding one judge's ruling that effectively bans the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug's been legal for 23 years, but a federal judge in Texas ruled... the FDA's approval process was flawed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, some of the headlines are, first in health headlines, women have an intense fear of childbirth, which is called tocophobia. It's not, from what we understand, talked about a lot, because TV and movies glorify the act of childbirth. But they say a new survey finds that many people have tocophobia, an intense fear of childbirth, especially among black women and disadvantaged communities. So this is interesting. It was a study that was published in the journal Evolution, Medicine and Public Health. And scientists look at childbirth, and they found that the levels of fear have been higher, than, especially in the United States, than those reported in Europe and Australia. They differ by about 20%. So in Europe and Australia, they're less worried, which is fascinating to me because America has a healthcare system that's not socialized. You don't have to necessarily wait as long as you do to get a surgery or an MRI, or things happen a little quicker in America for that, but apparently that's not enough to make people less fearful. And they say tocophobia has been well studied in Scandinavian countries, some of which screen pregnant women and offer treatment for it, but in the United States we don't talk about it that much. Dr. Thayer, who is of Dartmouth College, Zanetta Thayer, said that she looked into this, and she, I believe, surveyed, I apologize, I'm having issues with how she conveyed, there we go. She surveyed 1,800 American women and found in the early days of the pandemic, this tocophobia may have affected the majority of American women. 62% of pregnant respondents reported high levels of fear and worry about childbirth. Look, I'm telling you right now, it's not 62%, it's 100%. Every woman who's pregnant worries about how that's going to happen. Of course they do. If they're a mom, unless you're completely asleep throughout the whole thing, you are going to be fearful. And now, is it an intense fear where you don't want to go into the hospital and have the baby? Well, but everybody has that fear. I've given birth twice. And when people say, oh, your due date's coming up, are you excited? No, I'm scared to death. I don't know what's going to happen. And it so happened, thank God. I mean, but I almost lost my first because nobody was watching the monitor and I was in a 13-minute contraction. And I had been in labor for 5 days. So by the time I got the epidural, I was exhausted and I was sleeping. And thank God I asked the nurse to let me listen to the heart tones. She didn't want to. She goes, you're not the doctor today. We are. And I go, please, it's soothing. Let me listen to the child's heart tones. Because I was in a room where the monitor was broken, where I could see my own. There was a screen that we used to have in the rooms that we could see. And I was in the one room where it was broken. Because they figured, you know what, we'll put the doctor there because she won't care. Meanwhile, I ended up in a 13-minute contraction and my son's heart rate dropped to the 40s. When his heart rate was supposed to be 140. And he almost died. And so, you know, our fears are not ill-founded. It's a very scary time. You could have a good pregnancy, do everything right, and something happen at the end. Not to mention the pain. It's not easy. So scientists looked at this, as well as she did, and they say that levels of apprehension about childbirth is universal. It may be an adaptive behavior favored by evolution that prompts women to seek out assistance and emotional support during labor, which I love that. That's from Dr. Karen Rosenberg, professor of anthropology. I always like to go, why are we doing things? What in human nature or in human evolution prompted this? Why would we have this? Now, why would, and it's because things can happen during childbirth, and so if somebody is fearful, they'll go and seek somebody else. And since the dawn of time, there were always women who would be there for other women to help them through the birthing process. Not to mention it was also exciting because there's nothing else going on. You know how excited you are when Netflix drops another episode? Or like, I can't wait for the Ted Lasso episode to get dropped tonight. Well, they didn't have that. So it was more exciting to watch childbirth, I guess. But an extreme pathological fear could be maladaptive. It could also cause some women to choose C-sections or even refrain from being pregnant. So we really do need to have these discussions because unfortunately we look at television and we look at movies. And when we see somebody give birth on television and they only seem to be pushing for about 30 seconds and then the baby comes out. 5 days of labor?
And I was also contracted for about 4 days with my other one. I mean, it was not easy. It was scary as heck. Pregnancy was not painful. I didn't go through the pregnancy where I could still wear cute clothes, and it was miserable. I had stabbing pain in the pelvis. The baby was fine, but there was bleeding behind the baby starting to separate the amniotic sac, so I could have lost my baby second trimester. I mean, just it was just scarier than hell. And I can't stand when I see TV glorify this. Now, the reason why TV does is they want to, Hollywood does want to have its influence on individuals. Pregnancy, look at how everybody gets to dote over you, and you get presents, and you get a beautiful baby shower, and whoever the father of your child is going to be doting over you, and they'll fall in love with you, and friends did people a disservice when they glorified, they did a little bit of realism where Rachel did take a long time having labor and the pain, and they did it show that, but the idea of somebody that you had sex with, got pregnant, will always be there for you. That's not happening to a lot of individuals. And I'm getting women saying, I'm pregnant. Well, where is he? Well, if he never connected with you and you had sex just to have sex, sadly, that doesn't guarantee that they are going to be there for you throughout the whole, you're going to have to find another support system. And it's a sad reality. We see things on TV and in movies, and they're false, and they're misleading. But you do have individuals who will not have babies because the thought of going through labor scares them. I have had women that can't look at the sight of blood. And they are patients saying, I can't look at blood. I go, what do you do each month with your period? Oh, I'll just take my birth control so I never get a period. I just can't look at blood. Like, well, what if your kid gets a nosebleed? Well, I'm not going to have kids. Do you want to have kids? Probably not. They'll almost talk themselves into not having kids because out of certain fears. C-sections are a fantastic way to have a baby if you can't have one vaginally, but you should still try vaginally. There's a lot of health benefits to a baby coming out vaginally, we're learning, than from C-section. Being exposed to that vaginal flora, the process seems to... Now, mind you, the head doesn't get as misshapen. I could always tell a C-section baby because the head doesn't look misshapen. C-section babies are some of the most beautiful babies because they didn't go through the trauma of having to squeeze out. But we found benefit after benefit if you can try and have a vaginal delivery. In fact, if you've had a C-section and then want to have a vaginal delivery, we call them VBACs, there's benefits to that as well. But for those of you that have never had a baby, and you're about to and you're scared, I get you. We all get you. It is real. Being fearful is real. Don't think, and some of you might even be, I don't even want to be pregnant, or I didn't even want the baby. Having those thoughts are very normal. But you got to get a support system, and you have to realize that having a baby is one of the most amazing things. It's going to be scary. You know, it's going to suck at times. But once you have those kids, oh my gosh, your life is forever amazing. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners wants to travel this summer and has been married for a few years, but because of COVID, they haven't traveled. And so when the spouse was not excited about travel, they thought that their spouse or partner was, well, because of all the COVID restrictions, we could get stuck. But now that many people feel COVID is over, even though it's still out there, but we could resume our normal lives, he's finding that the spouse just doesn't want to travel. Spouse doesn't have any desire to. And I've seen this so many times, especially with the older generations, where many of them had wanted to see Alaska, or wanted to go to Hawaii, or wanted to go to Europe. But they were married to somebody who didn't want to go. Now, me and my husband, we are fortunately on the same page with a lot of things. But I'm very independent. If I want to go somewhere, and I really want to see something, I'm going to do it. With him or without him. Vice versa. If he wants to scuba dive in the Great Barrier Reef, well, I do too. But let's say I didn't want to, I would never stop him. Oh my gosh, imagine scuba diving the Great Barrier Reef. And maybe just because we like the same things. So we're fortunate about that. But as a physician, I'm learning very, very sadly that we only have one life to live. And seeing family members who have never gotten to experience things, ever see Italy, ever see Israel, ever see Russia. I don't know when we'll be able to see Russia now with all the changes going on and even China with the tensions rising. You know, I've learned that you don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. So that's easier said than done. If you have a spouse or a partner that doesn't want to travel, the reason why this came up is because they want to look at summer travel plans and the person doesn't want to go, what do you do? Well, there's this phenomenon, I call it the camping phenomenon, where when you tell somebody, let's go camping, they could find a million reasons to not. Well, there won't be bathrooms and there'll be bugs, but when they go, they love it so much. They're like, why aren't we doing this more? But it keeps happening again. You tell them, well, then let's go camping again. Oh, but we have this and we have this. And unless you push it, it doesn't happen. But when it happens, everybody loves it and they have a good time. They're like, well, when are we doing it again? So sometimes what might work are the baby steps. Do smaller trips. So, for example, let's say you want to cruise the Greek Isles and you know, the Grecian coast. And you have a spouse that doesn't even want to go down to Tijuana. I mean, doesn't even want to leave the country. Well, maybe you could set up a smaller cruise. There's cruises in California where you could go up and down the California coast. Or there's cruises back east where you could go up and down the eastern seaboard. Do that. Oh, but I'll get seasick. There's medicine for that. Let's do baby steps. Let's do a compromise. I want to go all the way to Greece. You don't. Meet me 10% of the way. And maybe try some of these smaller baby trips. If they realize they like it, they're safe, maybe they'll venture to something a little longer. And remind them, you're not taking a cruise across the Atlantic to get to Greece. You would be flying. Are they okay with flying? Maybe they don't want a cruise, but maybe they would be willing to fly. Maybe they could take something to sleep on the plane, relax on the plane, get there. But many people have this idea of travel being a complete disaster. So I'm supposed to be going to Israel at the end of the month. And everyone's like, aren't you worried? Aren't you scared? No, I'm not even. I've been there before. I have family there. That doesn't bother me. I'm stressed about a lot of other things. Are the pets going to be okay with whoever's watching them? You know, what's going to happen, you know, with there's events we have to go to and family dynamics and how that, you know, so I'm stressed about other things. You know, are the kids going to be grumpy because they're not sleeping? You know, is my laxative going to work at the right time and not at the wrong time? So those things, but to travel somewhere that could be in the midst of war and missiles, that doesn't bother me. It's always been like that. When I'm in Israel, I feel like I'm in the safest place in the world. You got American military, Israeli military, it's amazing. I'm looking forward to that. But am I stressed about travel? Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm stressed. Not being in your own bed, not having your doctors nearby or your family or friends nearby or your pets nearby, very stressful. So if you are married to somebody or have a partner What you need to do is identify exactly what it is. When people say, oh, I just don't like travel. You know, do you like Italy? Oh, Italy's amazing. It looks amazing. Would you want to see it? No. Sometimes you can actually be able to start filtering down what exactly is it. Is it that they're afraid to fly? Is it that they're afraid to get on a boat? Is it they're afraid of being there when other people speak another language? Well, I'm telling you right now, most of Europe, they speak English. There are signs in English. You're going to be fine. The majority, you don't have to have that. I remember my kids were very nervous when we were traveling overseas, and they even asked about Israel. They go, I don't know enough Hebrew. And I go, well, I know some, and the average person speaks English. Okay, you'll be able to speak English. They're bilingual over there. It'll be fine. So sometimes there's a lot of education that needs to be done, and people don't realize bathrooms. So I was told that if I went to Europe, I would have to potty in a hole in the ground. And that's why I had never wanted to go to Europe. There were normal bathrooms. Now, the toilet seats are different. They're not as comfy and cushy as we have them in America. And yes, when you are in the back roads, because we drove across northern Italy to go to Lake Como from Venice, and we just drove, we rented a car, and we stopped in a restaurant. Yes, it was a hole in the ground. And I didn't know how I had to deal with my pants or whatever. I guess you have to squat, but I was like, do I take them off? Anyway, yes. That might happen, but you want to know what? That was cool. That was really cool to see. So you find out what it is they're fearful of. Are they fearful of your going with family members that they don't want to go with? There has to be communication. And oftentimes you'll find out that there's something that is completely fixable and handleable that'll allow you too to enjoy that. Travel, I think, is very, very important. I think it's important for people to see other parts of America. I don't know who these people are. They have a very popular YouTube channel where they're sailing around the world. My husband watches them. And it's a family, but they got caught during COVID, so they've been away from their land family. And I think they've been now on a boat for 2 years, and they videotape everything, and they upload it so everybody sees what's going on. And the father was talking about how he was very upset at a lot of what was happening in America, but he seen these other countries, he's so grateful he's American, because we have no idea how lucky we have and how good we have it in America. Even with all the divide and all the BS going on, we're still the best country out there. So you need to see what's going on in other countries to appreciate that. You know, being in another hospital where they're about to kick you out if you don't shell over the money for them to take care of you. That my husband was in a car accident in Mexico. They wouldn't treat him until he paid first. Well, now you can walk into any hospital in America if you were in an accident and they'll treat you first. So it really improves your perspective. But I get it. Anxiety with travel. Travel is not easy. You don't have your potty nearby. I get that. But make sure you talk about it, or have your medical provider kind of weigh in, or, you know, help filter out what's going on. Because a lot of things, there's so much out there in life to enjoy that you need to be able to enjoy it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.